This is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
There's this friend of mine that has an ethical problem.
Right, a friend of yours.
Yes.
I don't doubt that you have friends, but how come when you ask for advice, you often say it's for somebody else?
Well, sometimes it is.
But sometimes it isn't?
And sometimes it isn't. But why does that matter?
I think there are two lines of inquiry here. Why does it matter to you? And why does it matter to others? So why do you, like so many people, create a distance between you and your ethical issue?
Well, depersonalizing a situation helps me be more objective. I'm less likely to make exceptions for poor behavior when it isn't about me.
That makes sense for you. But what about me? Do you think I might give a different response if I know it's your issue rather than thinking it belongs to some stranger?
I would hope it wouldn't. After all, if your ethical analysis made special exceptions for me, it wouldn't be any different from my making special exceptions for myself. Really, your analysis should apply to others in the same situation.
You're right. One characteristic of ethical analysis is its universality. Given largely similar situations, ethical analysis should reach the same conclusion. But self-interest deceives us into thinking that it's okay to make exceptions for ourselves.
Ethically speaking, sometimes it is useful to think about your situation as if it belonged to another. Still, the ethical ideal is to acknowledge the situation as yours, work to understand it, and do what is right for you and others.
Do you think that you're a special case, ethically speaking? Tell us why at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is a co-production of the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.